My name is Chloé Dutra-Roussel. I am what you call an international chocolate expert. I am an expert in tasting chocolate. I have also followed very closely the international trends because there is a lot of politics, there is a lot of cross influences. So this is kind of information I can provide to companies, what areas they should invest on or what products they should launch. I am very lucky that I was born with a very acute nose. For the tasting of chocolate is one of my biggest advantage. But having a sharp nose has also a lot of disadvantages. For example, if I am in a plane and the person 3 seats away has been sweating too strong or ate garlic, I need to change seat.
We are now in an old plantation. The trees are between 25 and 30 years old.
I arrived in Ecuador 2 days ago, and I had spent just before 11 days in a tour in Asia, moving from a taxi hotel, airport, restaurant, taxi hotel, airport, restaurant. And then I spent 24 hours in Paris. It was mainly to change suitcase. And I am here for a 3-day workshop organized by an association of cacao exporters that have the intention to develop many chocolate brands and not just export cacao. People tell me often that I have the best job in the world because I travel so much and I eat chocolate for free. Well, first, there is not a free lunch, I think you say in English, because the time I spend around chocolate is a time I don't spend learning music, drinking with friends. It would be much more simple for me to just go and buy chocolate and enjoy life. We are in the terrace outside the hotel where is hosted the conference, and we have only 10 minutes to have lunch. When I was 14, I started to taste chocolate to find the best pleasure out of my pocket money. And I realized that when I was concentrating into the tasting of one chocolate, I felt the complexity, the intensity, and that it was much more interesting than watching TV. I have applied this methodology of listening my body to listening to my needs for rest, or where I want to go for holiday, or if I want to be with this person or not. The more you do things that are not in tune with you, not only is a waste of time, but you also harm yourself. And one of the characteristics of our society is that we hurt ourselves and then we spend time and money trying to heal what we managed to hurt. There is a chocolate revolution going on. It started with the revival of dark chocolate as a gourmet food and many new brands selling fine chocolate. And all these companies try the same tricks. They use the same words, they tell the same stories to sell very different products. At the moment, for a consumer, it is almost impossible to get the truth. Many companies approach me and they ask me to write a few nice words about their products so they can publish nice words and my name would be a seal of quality. These things I refuse. When I do chocolate tasting, I usually prepare a glass of warm water because the cocoa butter sticks to the mouth and the warm water will dissolve the cocoa butter and really clean much better the palate. So now I'm going to taste another chocolate. I know the chocolate. It's a good friend. So it's little ovals that are all scratching between themselves, so they don't look very sexy. I'm very happy nobody's tempted and only me. When I look at it closely, I can see in the cut that there is no bubbles or particles, so you can already see it with your own eyes that it has been properly tempered. Now I'm going to approach it from my ear. And this is a quite sharp snap, so it's again a proof that it has been properly tempered. And now I'm going to smell. It has some fruit notes. It's always hard for people to understand that you can feel fruits in a chocolate. Well, when you are exploring the taste, the aromas of fine chocolate, you need to explore what we call the aromatic families: floral, fruit, vegetal. It's exactly the same families that are analyzed in the world of perfume, tea, coffee, olive oil. So we all use the same vocabulary. So now I'm going to taste. After 10 seconds of cutting the chocolate into small pieces, you just stop any movement with the mouth, close your eyes, and concentrate. Don't swallow. It should melt in such a harmony with the body that you will not even notice it is melting. It's not something that you will be conscious of. The first thing you feel is not the aromas, but more an acidity. You have like sparkles on the side of the tongue. And once the acidity tempers, appear some red fruit notes. The red fruit notes are very powerful and at the same time elegant and light, and they last very long. It's a good sign for a chocolate. So this chocolate is complex, intense, elegant, with no aggressivity but a very strong personality. The chocolate we just had is the Mangiare from Verona. Verona has another chocolate called Guanaja, and I like to describe the difference between Mangiare and Guanaja. Like, if you close your eyes and you imagine a handsome man dressed up with a suit. I'm a woman, so I always refer to a man. In the case of the Guanaja, it would be a kind of cheruti suit, black with white lines, very elegant. And the Mangiare would be the same handsome man, but with a purple suit from Kenzo and a pink tie, also very handsome, very elegant, but a bit eccentric. A lot of people ask me, what is your favorite chocolate? Of course I have my favorites, everybody has its favorites. It is quite subjective. The type of chocolate you like is not only related to the quality of the chocolate, but also to your past. Everyone should keep in a little box of treasures, not a physical box, but in our head, their favorite chocolate bar when we were a child, because the memories are even more powerful on the taste than reality sometimes.